Hello, and welcome to Stimulus and Politics. Well, we found out that yesterday President Biden had a call with Democratic senators talking about the $1.9 trillion relief bill. Biden can't afford to lose any of these Democratic voters to get this bill passed, or if he does, it'll be considered the most catastrophic failure for his presidency. But he is doing everything he can to convince the Senate to pass his bill. Senator John Tester, a Democrat from Montana, was on a call with Joe Biden and basically said that the conversation was more about targeting the money in the relief bill for the people who need it. And Joe Manchin, who is by far the most modest Democrat in the Senate, some call him a DINO, D-I-N-O, which stands for Democrat in Name Only, because you'll find out a bit further as I know what's going on here because of basically what he believes. Manchin said that they are just looking for a more targeted bill because they want to have it very targeted to help the people that need the most. So what these moderate Democrats are pushing to change in the relief bill, we already know that they don't like the $15 an hour minimum wage increase. They also want to tighten the income limitations of the $1,400 stimulus checks. They ultimately rejected the proposals to prevent single Americans earning between $50,000 and $75,000 from receiving stimulus payments, meaning fewer people would receive them because they would be phased out based on the income. And these moderate Democrats also want to keep the unemployment boost at $300, but extend it for longer, which is sort of confusing because, okay, you're giving them $400 a week currently right now, which expires in the middle of this month. And they want to make it $300 a week and extend it for how long is unknown because they haven't really given much details about that one, but that could cost even more. Sanders said that the president supports the $400 a week stimulus boost, and so does he. In fact, we could see an initial vote on this bill as early as tomorrow. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was basically on the floor talking about how they need unity in the Democrats to get this bill passed to help the people who need it the most. But on the other hand, Mitch McConnell said the relief bill was a bonanza of partisan spending they're calling a pandemic rescue package. Just to further show diversity in the Senate, Democrats, we have Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wideman and nine other Democrat senators writing a letter to Biden urging that the stimulus bill include recurring direct payments and automatic unemployment extension tied to the economic conditions. There are only real, there's not much specifics as far as the dollar amount for the recurring stimulus checks. And they gave three reasons why they're doing this request to Biden. The first is that the stimulus payments and unemployment are effective together. The second is that the data shows that the stimulus checks and enhanced unemployment are among the most effective forms of relief available. And the third is recurring direct payment have wide support from the general public and economic experts. And I do agree that it does have a lot of support from the general population because I see a lot of people on social media whining about where's my $1,400 check that Biden promised us, not realizing that Trump was the one who promised it first and he's the one who failed. Biden will deliver because he has the backing of a lot of the Democrats on his side, and hopefully he can win over a few Republicans to get on that side as well, because we need the Republicans to work for us as well as the Democrats. And I don't believe that Joe Manchin will be on board with the recurring stimulus checks. Basically, folks, Joe Manchin is now the new Mitch McConnell. Because as you saw, Joe Manchin don't like the minimum wage. He wants to keep unemployment at $300 per week, which it currently is, instead of taking it to $400 a week. And I just think he's just a Democrat, and he's a Republican in disguise. He's a Decepticon. That's what he is. Joe Manchin is a Decepticon. But before I start to ramble on, I will wish you guys a very happy and wonderful evening. Until next time, please be happy and safe. Bye.